Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 9th. Well, almost 400 seniors received their diplomas during the 93rd commencement ceremony for North Quincy High School last night. Families and friends packed Veterans Memorial Stadium for the almost two-hour ceremony that featured remarks from school and elected officials along with musical performances. The Pledge of Allegiance was recited by 14 students who are planning to enter the military, and students received words of advice and congratulations from Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, North Quincy High School Principal Daniel Gilbert, Mayor Thomas Koch, City Council President Ann Mahoney, School Committee Vice Chair Catherine Hubley, Class Presidents Julia Zinda and Valedictorian Almeria Chung. Graduation ceremonies for the class of 2026 from Quincy High School will be held tonight at 6 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Ceremony will be live on QATV channels 8 and 1072 and on QATV.org. Five Quincy police officers were honored during the annual Law Day ceremonies held at the Quincy District Courthouse last week. Officers James Dalton, Andrew Minton, William Murphy, Patrick Watkins, and Nicholas Rolfson were presented with the Robert Dana Award for their response to a domestic homicide last December. Justice Mark Coven said the officers were confronted with an extraordinary, chaotic, and deeply disturbing crime scene after a man killed his girlfriend and tried to kill himself at a Falls Boulevard condo. The judge says the officers placed their emotions aside and remained professional, rendering aid to the critically injured man. The Dana Award honors 29-year-old MDC police officer Robert Dana, who was shot and killed on Blue Hills Parkway in Milton during a routine traffic stop in 1986. One man was hospitalized after a sailboat flipped over in Quincy Bay on Sunday night. Police say it happened near the Wollaston Yacht Club just before 8 p.m. Two men were tossed into the water when the boat capsized and bystanders helped them to the dock. Brewster Ambulance transported one man to Boston Medical Center as a precaution, but police say the injuries were not serious. Governor Healey signing a bill into law yesterday allowing designated outdoor drinking areas and extending alcohol service hours this summer. Proponents said the policies will help businesses and communities make the most of major events expected this summer, including FIFA World Cup-related activities, Sail Boston, and celebrations tied to America's 250th anniversary. The legislation would allow cities and towns to opt into a temporary pilot program allowing public alcohol consumption in designated outdoor districts and extending bar service hours by 1 hour, according to statements from lawmakers. Last week, the House approved its version, which allowed the programs to run from June 8th through July 31st. The Senate approved an amended version of the bill yesterday. It would allow the extra hour of alcohol service at bars and restaurants through July 31st, but would allow consumption in designated outdoor districts through Labor Day, September 7th. Because the Senate amended the legislation before passing it yesterday, the measure had to go back to the House. Legislative records show both the House and Senate finalized the effort with an emergency preamble and sent the measure to the governor's desk. That included agreement on allowing the outdoor districts through September 7th. The policies contained in the bill would require approval by local officials before any city or town could implement either the extended last call provision or outdoor drinking districts, according to both legislative releases. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 80 points, the NASDAQ rose 220, and the S&P is up 21. Asian stocks were mostly higher. The dollar fell, the euro climbed, oil at $93 a barrel. Sports. The Red Sox lose to the Tampa Bay Rays in Florida last night, 3-1. Play again tonight at 6:40 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and a high of 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 60. Tomorrow, hazy and muggy, the high of 88 degrees. Thursday, hot with some isolated thunderstorms, high Thursday 90. And partly cloudy on Friday, high of 86. For the boater, waves 2 feet, wind southwest at 10 knots, high tide 7 p.m. Sunrise 5:07, sets at 8:19. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open this evening at 6:45 and Wednesday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, June 9th.